So officially a really, really warm welcome. Yeah, it's good to see you. I can't believe a month has gone. And yeah. So Advices and Queries 22. Just to check if you aren't already on mute, if you wouldn't mind just putting yourself on mute so that the sound quality is as clear for friends as it can be. Yeah, good. Thank you. All right, well, let's begin. So, yeah, Advices and Queries 22, I'll start with reading it. And just see if the words can slosh around you, sink into you. Just sort of slightly disengage the thinking mind. See how it feels to let the words come in. Perhaps we might start with just taking a deeper breath. Just arriving. Respect the wide diversity among us, in our lives and relationships. Refrain from making prejudiced judgments about the life journeys of others. Do you foster the spirit of mutual understanding and forgiveness which our discipleship asks of us? Remember that each one of us is unique and precious, a child of God. Remember that each one of us is unique, precious, a child of God. Now forgive me, friends, I'm going to share with you, it just tickled me, this cartoon I saw recently, and in it there's a picture of a big cloud, and just emerging from the cloud is the sun beaming its rays out, you know, really joyfully into the world. And the speech bubble the sun is saying is, "I'm gay." And the caption underneath says, "The sun comes out." And it made me chuckle. And it made put me in touch with, as a teenager, when I started to really confront my inherited biases and assumptions. And they were challenged by a school friend who was trying to get us all to consider. She was writing an article in a school magazine. And she was getting us all to consider, you know, that a brother, a cousin, a friend might be gay. And it was just this huge shift for me, because up until then, homosexuality had been completely other. No contact with it, no knowledge of it at all. Yeah. And yeah, just sort of put me in touch with just, we kind of assume these biases until they're brought into the light. Yeah, and that sun shines out. The sun comes out. Richard Rohr says it so beautifully, doesn't he? He says that God's pattern and goal has never been uniformity, but radical diversity. Radical diversity. And just a really casual glance at the natural world just makes that abundantly clear, doesn't it? Diversity is everywhere. That's that beautiful quote, Gerard Manley Hopkins, "The world is charged with the grandeur of God." The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like shining from shook foil. Yes, diversity is everywhere. It flames out. And yet, you know, anyone who spent time in the company of children, as you know, I teach, so I'm around children all day, and you will know there's a counterforce at play here, which seems to have its roots in a very human need for belonging. I remember when my eldest started secondary school, and the gender police that terrorized everyone meant that children felt they were walking a tightrope if they said or did or wore the wrong thing. They were ostracized, right? And we want to belong. And we need to belong. And maybe in our evolutionary history, people or tribes who were not like me and mine were a threat. I believe that what this advice is inviting us to do is widen the heart. So that what belongs is everything and everyone. Widen us, widen our hearts. It's like our gut biomes. You know, we're healthy when there's diversity and inclusion. When parts of ourselves or our communities are othered, you know, we might usefully ask, what in me is asking to belong? What in my community is asking to belong? And I just got a couple more things. I'm not going to be speaking for long today, but this bit, do you foster the spirit of mutual understanding and forgiveness? Do you foster the spirit of mutual understanding and forgiveness? I just want to say a couple of things about this. You know, mutual understanding and forgiveness is key to a healthy relationship. And yet, how often do we extend that to ourselves? You know, how often, instead of offering ourselves some understanding and forgiveness, do we just lay into ourselves with just these harsh words? What would it be like to offer ourselves this understanding and forgiveness? And there's a flip side to that unholy coin, and that's, I think, the way we... the way we say, oh, someone is forgiven, I've got to forgive that person, or I have forgiven that person. It's what's sometimes called a spiritual bypass. You know, we so want to be good, and perhaps we can't own or feel our very real anger or grief or pain or frustration. It's easier to offer, I don't really want to say glib, but it's easier to say, I forgive you. And I'm not sure, speaking for myself, how honest that is, just to say, I forgive you. And actually, if I'm really honest, I'm still very angry. I love, Clarissa Pinkola Estes in Women Who Run With the Wolves? She talks about forgiveness and she says, you know, today maybe I can forgive 10%. Tomorrow maybe it'll be 5%, but it might be 70%. And so this idea that forgiveness is a kind of sliding scale, I kind of felt that was very honest. Kind of important to be honest about that, not jump to forgiveness without going through perhaps some steps of checking in with our own hearts. So this was what I was thinking we would talk about. Perhaps we would look at this in our meditation, this idea of forgiveness. And I'm going to start by us entering down and then invite you to offer yourself forgiveness for the self. And then you can stay with that. Or if you like, you can offer forgiveness to somebody else. So we'll see how this goes. Let's give it a try. You don't need to have done anything like this before. I'll just lead us through it. And we will be in meditation for around, let's see, maybe 25 minutes today. And then we'll go into breakout rooms and see how that went. Good. So just do be comfortable. If you need to get a cushion, or it looks like Catherine, you're sitting somewhere in nature. Hope you're comfortable and warm enough. It's where are you, Catherine?
I'm on a campsite in Brittany.
Wow. Well, very, Very warm welcome. Bonjour, bonjour. Good. Good, in Brittany.
Wow. It's very nice.
Yes, be comfortable, be comfortable. I've got a hot water bottle on my back keeping me comfortable. Good. So, friends, perhaps we'll start with taking a slightly deeper breath. I'm going to move closer just to make sure that everyone can hear me okay. I know my words drop quieter when I'm meditating. So I hope that sound is okay. So when you're ready, friends, gently close your eyes and just let yourself arrive within, dropping into your body. Letting your attention settle down into your feet. Yeah, you can wriggle your toes or just spread them out. Sense them on the ground. Dropping down into your lower legs, your knees. Perhaps sensing how your lower leg attaches to your upper leg. And sensing your sit bones. All of you belongs. Relaxing your stomach, letting your belly relax. You might sense your hands resting on your lap. In some way, laying down. Everything that you've handled today, everything you're handling right now. For this time together, we can lay it down, let your hands rest. Maybe you can sense them tingling, or the weight of them, the volume of your hands. You might relax your arms. Your shoulders, perhaps they can soften and relax. And sometimes just a whisper of a movement, letting your chin tuck in and the back of your neck lengthen. Just can support some extra alignment in the spine. You might sense then that the throat can soften a bit. You might find that you can relax the corners of your mouth. The little muscles around the eyes. The brow. Experiment with inviting the thinking muscles to relax. May the whole body relax. Just let your mind now stabilize on the breath. I'm going to try this for a couple of minutes, just counting the breath up to 10 and then starting again. Really enjoying the in-breath, really enjoying the out-breath. If you lose the breath, if you lose the mind wanders off, it's not a problem at all. Just starting again at 1. Try it for another minute or so. You're very welcome to stay with the breath. But if you'd like to, I'm going to invite you to bring to mind a situation you have a hard time forgiving yourself over. Maybe it was some harsh words spoken or something you neglected to do or you did do. And just hold that in your mind. You might put a hand on your heart and just allow the sensations that come up with that memory. Allow the feelings to arise. Perhaps there's regret. Maybe a sense of grief or sadness. Just let your breath aerate that feeling, just like a curtain blowing in the wind at a window. Breathing through that feeling. Maybe that feeling wants you to stay with it a bit longer, but if not, I'm going to invite you to consider some questions. What am I believing about myself around this situation? What are my beliefs? Maybe there's some harsh words. I should have done this. I shouldn't have done that. Maybe there's the belief that I'm unworthy. I'm going to invite you to imagine the light of understanding and forgiveness and compassion. Perhaps experiencing that light through a very dear friend or a being of light. Perhaps they can come and speak to you. What would they be saying to you? What would your life be like if you could let that in? If you could lay it down? Offer you some words of self-compassion. May I be held in loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I know loving kindness as my core. And before we finish our meditation, I'm just going to invite you to see if there's anything else this being of light or this very dear friend would say to you. What would they want you to know or to feel or to believe? May we foster the spirit of mutual understanding and forgiveness, which our discipleship asks of us. Remember that each one of us is unique, precious, a child of God. When you're ready, friends, I invite you to gently open your eyes and offer each other a handshake, a virtual handshake.